Baguio in northern Luzon. You'll hear John Adams and Howard Pyle reporting the formal surrender ceremonies of General Tomoyuki Yamashita, commander of all remaining Japanese army units in the Philippines, and Vice Admiral Denchichi Okuchi, head of the Japanese naval delegation that came with Yamashita's from his mountain hideout. The ceremony is being held here in the U.S. High Commissioner's summer residence, 5,000 feet up among the pine trees in the Philippine summer capital. For the last half hour, witnesses and participants to this historic surrender ceremony have been assembling here, and the room is already quite crowded. Since early morning, Signal Corps radio men and technicians have been setting up microphones and lines to cover the ceremonies, which have been set up and coordinated by Colonel George H. Bishop from the staff of Lieutenant General W.D. Sire of AFWESPAC, Commanding General, who with his Deputy Commander, Major General Edmund H. Levy, will conduct on behalf of General Douglas MacArthur, the surrender ceremonies. General Yamashita and Vice Admiral Okuchi have entered the room with several members of their staff, interpreters and secretaries. The rotund general seems a little worse for his trip. He seems to have had a good night's sleep. And in a few moments, we will see General Wainwright and the other generals coming in from the left. Howard Pyle has just arrived with General Wainwright and his party directly from Yokohama. You've traveled pretty far in the last 24 hours, Howard.
Right you are, John. We've had a very thrilling experience, that of being privileged to see the signing on the battleship Missouri yesterday morning, perhaps along about this hour or a little earlier. And then, in the last 24 hours, we have traveled some 2,400 miles by C-54 transport. And as a result, we are here for the second signing. Personally, I feel a great satisfaction because I happen to be the only broadcaster, or should I say press representative, press or radio, who can say truthfully that he has seen both of these ceremonies. Quite a contrast.